welcome to Outlast Podcast. I am Frank, and I'm joined by my mom, Shirley.
Hi there.
Today we're talking Survivor 45, Episode 4, Music to My Ears. I gotta be honest with you guys, it's a rough start for this season.
Yeah.
And this is an example of what's going on. Sean quit.
Yeah, yeah, two. I mean, that we've already had quit out of four, so
it's
we're not doing so well.
And almost three. I mean, Brandon kind of just did not pitch himself well. Yeah. So
yeah,
yeah. In comparison to like the rest of Survivor, I think we get like one quitter every eight seasons or something like that. Yeah. So it just is really hampering the start of this
thing.
Very
disappointing.
Yeah. Yep. So going forward, if we're a little bit like, come on, Sean, you understand. It's just this is very outside the norm for us.
Yeah.
To see this going down.
Right.
And it's usually frowned upon pretty badly. But
most definitely.
Like you were saying, Jeff has been kind of revitalized in this situation where he's saying, you know, some people just, it's not mentally good for them and stuff like that.
Right, right. He's looking at it differently. Like, you know, the toll that it really takes on the person.
Yeah.
Because before he would be more upset. Still, you know, he shares how frustrated he is that. Yeah. You know, some of the reasons he just doesn't get. And like one thing I'll share later that he talks about is just the fact of how Sean left versus Hannah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, admit the truth on why you're leaving and that whole thing. You know, Hannah's just saying it's just not for me. There's mm-hmm. nothing in Survivors that's for me, which, yeah. you know, for me, I'm like, hey, then why did that. You yeah. even apply? There's so many people that wanted that spot.
Right.
And
right.
you took it, you know, yeah. but. In Sean's case, you know, he just says, well, I want to see my husband. Well, mm-hmm. you know, you've got two more weeks, dude.
Yeah.
You would have saw.
We're looking at a 27 day run now. Right. right. And we know earlier or at some point, Kayla mentioned that it's been 7 days.
Yeah.
So that tells you you only got 20 more days to go.
And you see it on the show. You know, yeah. I think we end at day eight on the end there of this episode. So it's just like, come on, you know, there's not much time left. And anyway, we'll get into more detail about that later.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just unfortunate, but let's go ahead and get underway. We start with Yellow. Yellow, when they return, Sean goes on the PR campaign trying to say, one of the things he's really pitching is that Sabaya is running me. And she was the one that's kind of telling me what to do.
Right.
Caleb is not buying it at
right.
all. It's just falling on deaf ears.
Right.
But he does say he respects the blind side. Again, kind of like, hey, you guys did a good job in that.
Yeah.
I don't see a path forward. If things were to stick with the way they were at this point, I think Emily and Caleb are too close to try to bring Sean along.
Yeah, they've been tight from the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, Caleb reached out to her, and since then, they have been pretty tight. So I think Sean's, you know, on the out anyway. I mean, he's really pleading his case to each of them, trying to find a crack to get in there. But yeah, they're pretty tight.
Yeah. Caleb even says, like, you really trust Emily now. This is 7 days of an investment. He also doesn't believe in Sean's pleading, and he sees. And Emily sees that Sean is like a chameleon, changing his personality based
right?
on that, which she is put off by, of course.
Yeah.
So that right away is kind of like, okay, showing you what's going to go down with the yellow.
Right.
But then later on, we go to a tribe swap.
Yes.
This was surprising. As they're walking in, everybody was shocked to see Sabaya was gone.
Yeah.
And I think, again, I voted as one of my favorites.
Right.
I was shocked to see Sabaya gone so early.
Absolutely.
And so why do you think the other tribes were so shocked by that?
Because she was a strong player mm-hmm. and you could tell that she was making a lot of the decisions.
Yeah.
I don't know how exposed they are to her, but they obviously seen that quality
the
in
leadership
her.
In her.
Yeah. And so, it would be surprising to me to them knowing that there is some weaker ones on that team.
Yeah.
And for her to be the one that's out. Yeah.
It's and later we learned surprising. That Emily's reputation goes beyond her tribe.
Right.
So there was probably a level of like, why is Emily still around? And when you're watching them just constantly lose challenges, Sabaya and Caleb are the two carrying you guys at all.
Right.
So why would you get rid of that? You know, so there's a bunch of reasons why
For
it's
sure.
surprising Sabaya is gone.
Yeah.
But we hear, hey, drop your guys' buffs and we have a new three teams. I was surprised they didn't narrow down to two teams because we've seen that in the past.
Yeah, I kind of thought they would.
So I think we're actually going to get merger in maybe 2 weeks.
Right.
I don't think
right.
it's very far out.
I think so too.
With red, we have Sean, Sifu, Julie, D, and J Maya. Yellow, we're looking at Caleb, Katara, Jake, Bruce, and Kelly. And blue, we have Emily, Brando, Austin, Drew, and Kendall. Did I miss anybody?
Nope. I think
okay.
you got him.
I had to like go back and double check that because I was like, I don't
nope,
think I'm missing somebody. I was missing Sifu. I had to put him back in, but yeah. but yeah, that's kind of it. It made it look like it was going to be a challenge It was not. I think that was kind of the surprise for them. Yeah.
And, you know, some people were happy with that because on Facebook, they were talking about how previously they would do the whole part where they do a tribe swap and there was nothing there. There was no, it didn't look like they were coming into a challenge. And so they didn't like that because they wanted, you know, the cast to come in and think that they're going to at least do a challenge.
Yeah.
So they brought that back. And I don't know if it was just, you know, because they heard people talk about how they didn't like that there was nothing set up.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was something new.
So I want to keep an eye on what we saw. I try to remember it and then see if they use it in the next couple of weeks. As like, oh yeah, it's just another different challenge that we just used. Right.
Probably so. I mean, they got a whole set there.
Yeah.
They got a whole like boneyard kind of thing, you know, of past challenges that are just left there. So
yeah, that's true. They could have done one of those.
They could have just pulled something like that. I don't know.
By the way, the little secret Easter egg in the intro of the show, we caught it on this one. It was where they were dropping their buffs.
Yep.
So we'll keep an eye on that and see if we can catch it every time. This one was lucky. I think that was kind of one of the more obvious ones. I don't know if the rest will be that way, but we caught that.
Yeah.
So we start off with New Yellow. Bruce is struggling because, and this was very hard to see, struggling because this is old Tika from last season. Yeah,
that was sad.
And he just had a real emotional moment. And he was basically saying, I had to let the emotions out and then out of the way.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah. I mean, if you think about it, like he was even saying, I saw the spot where the paramedics took me away.
Yeah.
So I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
That was tough. Caleb and others compare notes and we start to see cracks in this tribe. So Keturah right away checks with Caleb and about the risk and reward and says, I don't want to hear your side of this, sir. Bruce, I already know your side of it.
Yeah.
Caleb, tell me your side.
Yeah.
This obviously rubs Bruce the wrong way. It does prove that he was telling the truth, by the way.
Right.
But it rubs him the wrong way.
Yeah, because she's trying to catch him in a lie. That was the whole reason. Yeah.
Yeah. And Bruce is, as annoying as he may be, he is trying super hard to get along with everybody else.
He is trying a little too hard, I think, is why he's getting a little annoying. But, of course, you know.
But nevertheless, Caleb and Jake reunite after bonding during the Sweat or Savvy competition. Remember, he was with Caleb. Yep. It was Brando and Jake versus Caleb and Sabaya during that. They start to work together. And I think this is actually a really good team, the two of them. I think they seem to have a lot in common.
Yeah. I do like that Jake's being careful.
Yes. He does say he wants to use this to like basically elevate his position.
Yeah.
Beyond just even the tribe.
Yeah. And says he doesn't want to give too much information out about the tribe. And yeah, he's being careful, which is good.
And knowing Caleb, and we see later on, he is thirsty for information.
That's
the reason he's there. Even when he was, what was it called? Raiding another tribe. Like the whole thing was just farming information. He didn't care about the fishing equipment.
Yeah. I think Caleb is like our best so far.
I know when I was debating between Caleb or Sabaya, and I went with Sabaya. Son of a gun.
I know. He's really good.
He is very good. Yeah. He might be too good, but we'll see.
Yeah,
I think once they emerge,
he's going to be one of the first taken
as
out.
As much screen time as Emily's getting, she better not win this. I don't want her to win it. I'm sorry, but
that's how it's been the last couple of seasons.
And if it is that way again, I'll be very upset because I still think she's fake as all hell, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I think she's really playing up this whole, like, I'm changed.
Yeah.
Like, no, we saw how you attacked Bruce day one.
Yeah, yeah. You know, old Emily's still there.
Of course.
That's for sure.
She's just playing
And so many people play the game so well. And, you know, they got the good social game and they're
decent
just
at challenges.
Challenges are really good. So it just irritates me that those are the ones that get kicked out earlier, you know? And I know it's the name of the game and all that, but I like to see somebody get to the very end that really gave it their all.
Yeah.
That maybe didn't just outwit, you know what I mean?
Probably the thing that upsets me about Emily the most, not to just dog on Emily, but she's the example I'm going to use, is when she was in charge of doing the shot calling during, I think it was maybe even like last week, she just shuts down.
She totally shut down.
And it's just like, man, then don't be on that island. Like, what a waste of time.
Yeah.
And to see that she's, you know, conniving and stuff like that, it's like, I don't know, whatever. I hate how much screen time she's getting because I've seen it happen before with Carolyn. And
So we know
what's happening.
Yep.
All right. So we move over to Blue immediately. Emily's first impressions are going well. She seems to be getting along with everybody. She says that this is much more her pace.
Right.
These are the people that she gets along with. But they at first had a negative outlook on Emily because, first off, I'm sure rumors spread when you do intermingle with other tribe members. But remember, she attacked Bruce immediately on that boat.
In front of everybody, yeah.
Yeah, so that's going to stick with them.
Right.
But they seem to be kind of warming up to Emily. Emily reveals the dynamics that were going on with Old Yellow, basically saying that Sabaya had the idol in the wax and is gone with it now.
Right.
So I'm wondering, does that mean that there's new idol out on Yellow?
There should be, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder if it'll be another one of those tricky ones like we saw with one she had.
Yeah.
And then later on, we're going to find out that Drew and Austin, who will clearly have a very good alliance, they want to bring in Emily into their alliance. Do you think that's a good fit with the three of them?
I think it is. I mean, Drew, after Emily, you know, talked about everything, he seemed to really like her and felt like she was being really honest.
Mm-hmm.
So it might be a good match, really. I mean, in challenges, the three of them can do well. I know she didn't do well as a caller, but typically she doesn't pull back.
She's trying very hard.
Yeah, physically she's in it, you know. Mm-hmm. And of course the two guys are pretty good, so it might be a good alliance.
It's important to remember that Drew and Austin first bonded so well because they realized that both of them are being honest.
Yeah.
So that is a big deal for both of them.
Yeah.
Over at Red, Sean is happy to be in a new tribe, but he's worried that they're going to stay Reba strong, so he knows that he's still in the outs.
Right.
But he's happy to do that because he knows on Yellow he was definitely on the way out. He did have a chance.
Yeah.
The Red Originals are all worried that Sean might have brought an idol, so they want to check his bags. And I liked how Sean had a pretty tricky little knot there.
Yeah, I liked that.
Yeah. So they were practicing a little bit, and they finally mastered his knot and was able to check his bags. Nothing. He packs nicely, but that's it. There's nothing was neat there. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Jay Maya and Sean seem to be quickly bonding.
Yes.
Those two got along very quickly.
Absolutely. Julie's not liking that.
No. Yeah. But we remember, okay, so this is the thing, right? We have to remember that everybody's priorities have changed after this switch around, because last time we were talking about how Jay's like on her own.
Yeah.
The three girls are talking all the time and Jay's always on the outs of them.
Right.
So suddenly when one of those girls are gone, Jay Maya is elevated.
Yeah.
To Julie, not to Jay Maya.
Right.
She's still in the same position she was before.
Yeah.
So she's telling Sean, like, hey, you know, I'm not too happy with Sifu. I think Sifu might have an idol, you know.
Yeah.
She's letting him know what's going down.
Right.
Jay starts to talk with Julie and Dee about, hey, let's keep Sean and let's ditch Sifu. Right. Julie against it.
Yeah, completely. Totally.
She's all Reba strong. And she's also got a really good point that, like, you know, we wouldn't do any good without Sifu. Like, he's, you know, we're going to find out later on that she's like, what the hell? Over back at Yellow, Kelly pulls Bruce aside to strategize. They want to pull Caleb to their side. So, and really, Kelly doesn't really want to work with Bruce too much.
Right.
But it's like we're talking about this last one where all of a sudden Jay Maya is important.
Yeah.
Kelly knows that, hey, you know what? I have some bond with Bruce. Let me use this.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Couture catches this, not on board.
Yeah.
She wants Bruce out so much. And so she later tells Caleb all the dirty laundry. And like we've talked about in the past, that's what Caleb wants.
Yeah. Oh, so, yeah. He was loving that.
I think of all the conversations he had during this tribe, everybody trying to woo him, the buttering up from Bruce and crew doesn't matter. The fact that Katora is like, let's get these assholes out. Like, I think he was in on it.
Right.
So I think that's going to be a good duo going forward. It's going to be messy anyways, which is what he wants.
Yep.
All right. We head off to the challenge.
Okay. So this is just an immunity challenge. There's no reward. And so what they have to do is swim out to a cage, climb in, then carry that cage up the beach. Very heavy cage.
Yes,
we see that
they struggle.
Actually, when they start getting to the beach, of course, it's heavier
because the
then they're
helping.
Out of the water. So one member will then dig underneath the cage and to get out, and they will be the rebounder as the rest of the tribe has to shoot baskets. They get one ball in each basket and then they win. So there's three baskets. They have to get one in each. So all the members have to, they have to get to the cage before they can get in. They have to swim to it. And so as they get there, what I noticed is Keturah is really struggling. I don't know if she had a hard time swimming to the cage or maybe she took in too much water.
Maybe. I noticed that they kept swapping around too. Like people would switch around trying to fill in what weaknesses they had. So I think there was a little bit of that trying to like, maybe she was picking up more than she was supposed to because somebody else was not pulling their own.
Yeah, yeah. Because I haven't seen her struggle before, so I didn't know.
There was one part where I saw Caleb, when you see the other two holding, you're like, you're not holding weight. Caleb had the entire front half of that thing on his back.
He's amazing in challenges.
He really is. And I think, you know, we need to pay more attention to how good he's doing.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they're noticing. So unfortunately, he's not going to be around too long.
And this kind of, his kind of gameplay, as we've seen in the past, does not make it past merger very well.
Yeah. Dang it.
You can't be good at challenges and you can't be too strategic.
Yeah.
In the merger.
He's got to tone it down some.
He does. He just needs to make friends.
It's just real obvious. Yeah. Okay. So we've got Yellow in the lead, then Blue, then Red. Red is really struggling. They've got that front half of the cage up, but the back is just dragging, and it's just taking way too much strength.
Well, that's better than Blue. Blue in the beginning was lifting the back and dragging the front into the sand.
Yeah, yeah.
Which was like, well, what are you guys doing? I know. You're getting nowhere with that.
It's crazy. They ended up getting ahead of Red, though. But yeah, they really struggled in the beginning. Let's see. Like I said, as they get out of the water, it gets heavier. So we have, once they get there, we have Yellow gets there way ahead.
Yeah.
Because they end up just lifting it up and going fast. They're just Blue past the other ones. Then we've got Blue and Red.
They have to lock it into this kind of brace. What'd you think of that?
Yeah, I thought it was pretty good. Red had a hard time because they weren't turned the right direction. So, you know, Jeff had to tell him, no, you got to turn it, line it up, you know.
I kind of think there was too many opportunities for interpretation in it. Like, if you turn the wrong way, it wasn't going to work. You had to be uptight. He kept saying, like, hey, you guys butt it up a little bit more.
True. Made him scoot forward.
I felt like Jeff had to kind of teach them how to do this a little bit more than he would on any other challenge I've seen. So it kind of felt like maybe it wasn't totally well designed. You know what I'm saying?
True.
If it's something that they could botch it that easily, then maybe you guys should have made it to where there's like a chute that thing had to go into or something like that that made it to where, you know, oh, hey, it's very clear. We have to go at an angle. And
because they just stopped it and thought, they were good. Yeah,
because honestly, if you had that thing on the other side, why was that a problem?
Yeah.
He always said you had to put it on the other side and push it up tight. What if you put it on this side and push it up tight?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think there was any reason not to do that, but Jeff was very particular, and it kind of felt like...
Yeah, because they didn't know. I mean, he had to make sure to pay attention to that part.
Yeah.
That they were doing it correctly, but yeah, it wasn't explained to them earlier.
And normally, just by looking at the challenge, you're like, oh, okay, yeah, we're going to go through these ropes.
Yeah.
You know, and that kind of thing wasn't apparent to this.
It wasn't real
Especially
obvious.
Since you were bringing up the cage, let's say, horizontally, and then you had to turn it on its angle.
Right.
It was kind of odd. Anyways.
Yeah, it was.
It was like, oh, that's a little weird that they designed it that way. Sorry.
No, it's true. Usually we don't see that. It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. So as we get there for Yellow, we've got Kelly that digs under first, gets out, and she's going to be the rebounder. Caleb is the one making the shots, you know, misses a couple times, but just
dominates,
does amazing. Caleb making all three of his shots before the other two even start taking shots.
This is not the first time he's been so dominant at a, you know, shooting challenge.
Yeah.
He did this before.
But, you know, he was really hungry for this win.
Yeah.
He hasn't had Flint. He's got a whole nother team now. And I think they were thinking that too, you know, like. Mm-hmm. We've got to win this for Caleb, you know, in the beginning when they were talking about how they don't have, Jeff was saying, you know, oh, you haven't had Flint yet. Maybe this will be it. You could tell they kind of wanted to do it for him, you know.
And we see in the faces the impact on Emily and Sean when they don't win. Sorry, spoiler alert. When they don't win and how much it's just like, I mean, especially Sean, I think that's possibly what caused his quitting was he was so distraught over this.
He was very distraught.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then we have, Julie rebounding for Red. Sifu's making the shots. Brando's rebounding for Blue. And Austin is making the shots.
Yeah.
Austin ends up getting all three of his shots. So they win second place for Blue. And so we have...
And Sifu. I gotta give props to Sifu. He was doing a good job. It wasn't like it was just all three of them were doing really well. But he was close. He only had one more to go.
So Red ends up losing their Flint and going to Tribal.
That's rough to lose that Flint too.
That's really rough.
Poor Sean. I feel bad for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, Caleb, they hand him, of course, the idol and the Flint.
Yeah.
So he's super excited.
Yeah. I also want to say this. Jeff was really pushing the first, you know, Yellow win. And then, I mean, barely, though. Like, they're entirely new tribe.
It's a whole different team. Yeah.
They're Yellow in name alone. You know, they're Yellow in name alone.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah,
Red loses. So we go over to the Red Tribe. Well, first we do go to the Yellow Tribe. We do see that they start fire, and it's kind of a little bit of a celebration thing.
Yeah.
90-minute Survivor.
Yeah.
We go over to Red. Jay Maya wants to blindside Sifu. She has a blind rage for that now. Yep. She just has that focus.
Yep.
Sean is so deflated. He says, quote, deflated by yet another tribal. He tells the other ones, like, I'm the only player who's been to all of them.
Yeah.
Which, you know, it just sucks, and it's starting to add up on him.
It really does.
Sifu knows that people think he has the idol, but he's not worried about it. He still thinks Sean's the easy vote to get home. Jay talks with Dee and Julie, and she is not entirely Red strong. She just knows that Sean is going to be easier to stick with her going, because, I mean, of course, Sean was already on the outs with Yellow. He's not going to team up with Yellow once they merge.
Right,
but Sifu, who's, you know, he's good at challenges. He's got that bubbly personality that would probably fit really well with, like, an Austin-Drew duo.
Yeah.
she knows that she can't control him going into the merge.
Right, right.
But she wants to take advantage of this time,
yeah.
get him out before
it's
merge.
It's good thinking.
They're all kind of, I think they're all kind of realizing merge is but 2 weeks away, maybe. Like, yeah. Or two, you know, votes away.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's her goal there. Julie knows that without Sifu, she says, we would still be in that water.
Yeah.
Like, they just could not have won.
Right.
And so I'm wondering, what do you think? In the situation, it feels so old school to be like, we have to win challenges.
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, she knows that like my best chance to not go home is make sure I don't go to tribal.
Right. No, I think Julie's got it. I mean, I think Sifu would have been best to keep, or they did, but is best to keep. Because, you know, they've seen that Yellow has lost so many challenges. And, you know, so obviously Sean's not a good help during challenges. So you need that strength still. You know, you want to make sure to make it to the merger.
Do you think do you think Jay Maya and even D are thinking too merger focused and not currently, you know, tribe focused?
Yeah, I think they're thinking too far ahead.
Yeah.
You know, Julie knows that you got to get there first.
Right.
Before you start thinking ahead. So, yeah, I think that's what's happening.
I think we're going to find out in the next few weeks who was right in this conversation, but I want to make sure to remember it.
Yeah.
Who was focused? Because we already said Jay Maya she's not totally red strong or anything like that. She's ready to go and play for her own game, which I'm excited to watch happen.
Yeah, I am too.
And I think Julie's thinking that, oh, we're going to be red strong as soon as we hit there. And like, we're seeing Jake already say like, no, I'm out for Jake. I'm out for me. I'm out for all these people are playing for themselves. And I don't know if Julie's understanding that fully.
True.
Yet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm wondering is if she's still kind of stuck in old survivor mode where it's like, we got an alliance.
Yeah.
You know, and it's like, nope, voting blocks.
The whole different thing.
I think even Jake was like saying like, this is a new era. This doesn't last.
You know?
So he's got to be smart about it.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, after that, let me move to the next place. Sorry about that. They tell Sean that he's definitely staying around, and they even tell him, like, hey, at Tribal, we're going to be saying a lot of, you know, Reba Strong stuff. Do you feel like this feels genuine at this time?
I do. I do feel so. And I like the way they say that, because a lot of times they go to Tribal,
mm-hmm.
and they start saying, like, Reba Strong, everything, and then the person feels like, oh, they must have flipped.
Yeah.
And it's like, Julie was telling him, you know, be ready.
Yeah.
We're going to be there. We got to play the game. We're going to continue to say Reba Strong. I think, well, we know that Sean would have been safe.
Mm-hmm.
Had he not quit, you know, based on what they said they were going to vote. And so, yeah, I think it's a shame.
Yeah. So from there, we head off to Tribal.
Okay. So with Tribal, you know, we've got all our new people except for Sean.
Yeah.
So they're super excited. When they walk in and they see tribal council, which
very different faces. Sean's dragging himself into there.
Poor
and everybody
thing.
Else is like, oh, what a new experience.
Yeah. They're grabbing their torches and they're lighting them. And I couldn't imagine. I mean, I would just be like the biggest dork walking in there.
Me too, yeah.
So as we get going, Jeff just says the four of you stayed on the same tribe at the switch. And, you know, how has that been?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so everybody just chimes in. Jay Maya saying, you know, it's mind blowing. We have a family dynamic that's already established. That's a huge thing.
That is, yeah.
You know, but again, they're going to play it like Sean's on the out,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Sean just kind of tries to defend himself and say, well, it was good luck for me because at the last tribal, I was on the wrong side of the vote, which is true. You know, he didn't have much luck going forward in the tribe he was already in. So it could be good luck for him. Julie just saying, you know, he really tried, but it's us four.
Yeah.
You know, so they're just kind of playing the game back and forth about, you know, how much, Sean's a good guy, but
they're doing
the
definitely like Sifu's the one sticking around.
Yeah. Yeah. Very obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. At this point though, do you feel like they start to give Sean his monologue moment? We were talking about that while we were watching, like, oh boy, when they do this, that person's not sticking around.
Sifu kind of gets a little worried when Sean says, you know, I'm good at all my challenges. I'm really loyal. He's really pleading
pitching himself. He might have caught it.
And
he's so surprised later on, though.
Yeah. And that's the thing. You know, Jeff talks about how it was like a switch.
Mm.
Like, he felt that at that moment, Sean just felt like right then, like, I got enough out of this.
That's literally what I was about to ask you is like, do you think Sean talks himself out of Survivor in this moment?
In that moment.
Yeah.
Jeff really felt it was right in that moment.
I think so too.
Yeah. He just, because, you know, Jeff's saying he's not frustrated. He's not exhausted. He's not hungry. He's not all the other reasons. Yeah, he's upset that they lost challenge. Right. No doubt.
Yeah.
But, you know, he says how much he misses his husband.
Mm-hmm.
But here's a huge thing that I'm going to bring in now that I was going to bring at the end.
Yeah.
They don't go home, which I didn't realize.
Oh, I didn't realize it either.
There was a change.
At that point, I'm thinking only the final seven stay around.
Only the final 13, because you got 10 on the jury and three that are going to be at the end, right?
I see.
Not anymore. What happens? That first person, from then on, they go to Ponderosa.
Wow. Why? Yes. Was there a reason?
They felt that because it's more cost effective, instead of sending them on a trip, which is what they normally would do, they decided to do Ponderosa from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So Hannah, she goes out because that's just not her game. There's nothing in Survivor she likes. Well, she's at Ponderosa. She's feeling her stomach. She's resting, having a good old time. Good for her. Sean, his excuse was, I miss my husband.
Yeah.
But you're not going home.
Yeah.
So what kind of excuse is that?
So I wonder, I mean, they must know beforehand they're not going
home. Yeah, they know.
Okay. Okay.
So that's what really frustrated Jeff that he was talking about on fire is he says, you know, when Sean went out, he wasn't honest about it.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say his true reason. He didn't feel he did.
What does Jeff think the true reason was then?
That he felt defeated.
Okay.
And he just didn't feel like he was going to win the game and he wanted to quit.
I think that's the case because when he comes back, when they come back from a challenge, like he's saying he's deflated, you see it in him. He is just beaten.
Yeah.
And so I think when he's sitting there talking about like, I miss my husband, I miss not being here.
Yeah.
And I think he, like it's just, I'm done. I want to walk away.
Yeah.
And it's a shame, but also kind of like, you also don't expect to go into Survivor and lose every single time.
Yeah.
You know,
like he did. Yeah. But Jeff's big thing was like, just own up to it. Tell us why you're really going.
Yeah.
To say that you have a loved one at home that you can't wait to see, knowing that you're going to Ponderosa.
Yeah.
Really frustrated him.
That makes sense.
So that was interesting because I didn't know that piece.
Yeah.
That new. From day one, they don't go.
Well, that's
going to
be
a
new era thing.
It is new.
Yeah.
I believe it was
a pandemic era thing.
It was the pandemic thing because, you know, it is cost effective and, you know, they went through a lot. And to send people on trips once they get voted off, that got very expensive. So that's something that they put into place that I didn't know about till now. So that was very interesting.
God, I wish we got to see some cameras on Ponderosa, though.
Oh, I know. I don't know if we're going to later on.
I know they used to.
Because we normally do when the jury starts going. And I really miss that because that was just such a great thing to see, you know?
Yeah, especially when it was like, hey, by the way, I had the idol, you know, that kind of thing going on.
Yeah, the first thing they do is weigh in so you can see how much weight people
lost.
They
take a shower, do you see how much
and
dirt comes off of them?
We're talking a whole different era of Survivor,
right.
Back in the day, they didn't have much food. They went 39 days. I mean, it's kind of a whole different thing than it is now. We were seeing people lose 20-some pounds and, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was different, but it's still a lot of fun.
It is, you know?
Yeah. So anyway, as we talk about, Sean is the one that gets voted off. But yeah, you know, Jeff's just like, what happened? And he said, well, I had time to reflect. And I realized that my husband means more to me, which, again, like we talked about, that kind of, I'm sure he misses his family.
Right.
And like Rick Devens said, you know, on Fire, he's like, we all miss our family. You don't miss your family any more than the other ones that are playing Survivor, you know, but it's 3 weeks. So, you know, put it in perspective. It took a lot to get there. You took somebody's spot. Also, another thing to look at that Rick mentioned is there's people relying on you. Jay Maya just put her neck out for you.
Yeah.
And you leave. I mean, you know, that's not cool either. So,
and we know from the reactions here in a second that Sifu's out for blood. And it was like, if you didn't kick up some plans, Sifu would be like still out there doing his Tai Chi in the water.
Yeah.
You messed it up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we do our vote, we have one for Sifu, which, yes, he's very pissed off that he got a vote.
Yeah.
One for D and three for Sean.
Mm-hmm.
So we see that Sifu's came from D. D's came from Sean and Jemaya, Sean and Sifu all vote for. Or wait a minute. Jemaya, Sifu. Who else did we have? Julie.
And Julie.
Sorry. Vote for Sean.
Yeah.
So Sean's out. But. Yeah, it just,
It's an unfortunate start to the season, I think, in general.
It really is. It really is.
Especially when it's exciting, you know, especially, you know, as podcasters, we hear from people who are like, oh, I started watching Survivor because of the podcast, or I started listening, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of a joint adventure for them. And boy, we appreciate that those comments. Yeah. Thank you guys. But we almost feel apologetic when it's like, I promise it's better than this. You
absolutely.
Know?
So. Yeah. You know, when, and really another thing too, is like on my Facebook page, there's a lot of people that are like, hey, you know, let's get a Facebook page of people that love Survivor, because yeah. there's so much negativity in it right now.
Yeah.
But you know, when you're seeing it played like you see it now versus how it was before, you get it. I mean, yeah. they're expecting more and you can't blame them.
Yeah.
You know? So I don't like to post anything negative because I love Survivor.
Right.
And,
right,
and
right.
I know you're going to have your good episodes and your bad.
It's just how it is.
It is what it is, but I love it. So, yeah. you know, I take it the way it is.
It's funny because Geek Freaks Network as a whole, that's kind of the running motto is, there's none. We're not going to be negative about anything because everybody loves something for some reason.
Yeah.
And when you're negative about it, it doesn't make you feel good.
Right.
Cowboys fans. We're both Cowboys fans.
Oh, absolutely.
And we are very used to surprise defeat.
Yes, and unfortunately.
Like, oh, we should be able to beat these guys. No problem. It's like, hi. So, but nothing makes us more like, we understand that we messed up a game.
Yeah.
The last thing we want to hear is somebody else's opinion on it.
Absolutely. Don't call me if yeah, Cowboys
no text
lose.
Messages. I like how it's my friend Daniel, who's a Niners fan. It's the one time he likes my tweets is when the Cowboys are losing to the Niners. Like, oh, you subtle. I know what you're doing. That's subtle. But anyways, yeah, it's a thing. And so, yeah, finding a positive thing. Like right now we're talking about like, this is unfortunate.
Yeah.
Boy, we're still here though.
Absolutely.
You know? Even yeah. with Sean, I'm trying to find the understanding in it because it seems like a real tough situation to be in.
Yeah.
And I think like we were saying in that moment, he just talked himself right out
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, I really think, and Jeff did too, that right at that moment, he felt it was enough. I got what I wanted out of this. It's time to go.
It's a shame, but that's how it is.
It really is. Yeah. On my Facebook, that's the main thing that people were talking about.
Of course.
It's just being really upset that he left, feeling like casting should be a little bit better. You know, but I don't know that you could see that ahead of time.
Yeah, that's something that, you know.
Maybe with Hannah, because Hannah's just like, this isn't my thing. So it's like,
didn't seem like he was built for that.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, that
being honest,
to me, that
unfortunately,
you should be able to maybe see that if there's nothing out there in Survivor yeah. that appeals to you.
Yeah. You know what it is? It's the personalities, I think, probably, because like for Brandon, he has such a good infectious personality.
Yes. True.
I wanted to root for Brandon.
Yeah.
And on Twitter, trust me, people still try to root for him. And I think it's like, okay, so Survivor sees that the casting people are like, oh boy, that's a good person to have on the show.
Yeah.
Just like with Emily, they see that Emily's got this jarring personality. Hey, we all need a Jerry out there. We yeah. all need the villain. And so I think that's kind of the case. But then it's like, there's more to that. And, you know, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe $1 million isn't as much value anymore. There's all kinds of
yeah.
reasons, but
you know, a lot of people have learned that just being happy and, you know, they're not running after that
I can
money
tell you
like they used to.
The
you know?
Motto amongst millennials is like, as long as you got a house, you're fine. Like if
yeah.
you could buy a house, then you're rich amongst the millennials.
Sure.
So yeah, I could definitely say that from a millennial,
yeah.
which I think he's pretty close to it.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, I yeah. think so. One more thing. So with On Fire, one thing I thought was interesting is the family visit. So season 45 that we're in is the first season that they could actually do family visit. From 41 to 44, they could not.
Okay.
Because of COVID restrictions. But they are not going to do it.
What a damn shame.
Jeff says they feel like there's enough in the show that they don't need it.
Yeah, but that was always the best episode.
I know. I love the family visit.
Jeff, if you happen to listen to this, come on, man.
Bring it back.
Yeah,
come
let us
on.
Help you with casting and bring back the family visit. That was always the best episode.
I loved it.
Actually, and I'm sorry, we're going to add another one. I want the food auction back. Bring
yeah,
back the food
I
auction.
I love the food auction. You know, I wonder if maybe the family visit is because it's only 26 days versus 39.
Yeah, you know, exactly. Sean could have stayed out there for a couple more weeks kind
yeah,
of thing. Is that
yeah.
probably
That might be one factor.
Maybe once, because right now, boy, with the strikes and everything like that, this season's going to be different.
Yeah.
Maybe in the future, if funding changes a little bit, because the last time there was a writer's strike was the boom of the last era of reality TV shows. Maybe we're going to experience that again. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's a lot more commercials for random reality shows.
Yeah.
It's because they need it.
Right.
So maybe we'll see that again. And hopefully they'll get more funding or whatever. And Survivor can bolster itself once
yeah,
again.
I hope so.
Yeah.
I hope so. Because
I would like
I
to see some returning people again, too. That's always fun.
Yes.
I haven't been watching, but I hear Siri is killing it over at Big Brother.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
I need to watch that.
I need to watch it.
I've never watched it, but because
yeah.
she's in it. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I hear that people are... I can understand it because I think Survivor, I mean, this no bad mouth towards Big Brother. I think Survivor is Big Brother, but elevated, yeah. You know, like strategically. Yeah. And so I can imagine somebody like Siri going in there and just eating it up.
Oh, yeah. Now, I watch The Challenge.
Yeah, right.
I love The Challenge. And it has Big Brother people. It has Amazing Race people. Of course, our Survivor people.
Yeah.
And it's great. I mean, I'm loving the Big Brother people just as much as the rest.
Mm-hmm.
So I've never watched Big Brother, but, you know, I bet it's really good.
Yeah. I have to keep an eye on it. Yeah. I have to watch it for one of these times.
So our next episode looks pretty good.
Yeah. We want to go down. What happens in the next episode?
We got Seafood.
Seafood.
I did that again. Sifu is upset that he got a vote, trying to find out who voted for him.
For sure.
Yeah. Jake seems to have another seizure.
That's interesting.
Yeah. And he's not over fire. On Facebook, somebody said, oh, maybe he took too much smoke.
No. No, nah.
He's not over
fire. That's what I thought in the first memoir. I was only blowing and he lost air.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's worried he's going to have to leave the game. So they must address it this time, which was very surprising to me that they didn't address it last time.
Did Jeff or anybody like that mention it on the podcast?
They did not.
Okay. So next episode's going to be all about it then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Brando and Kendra trying to get Emily into their alliance. I don't know. You know, all the alliances going back and forth.
Emily right now is in a big swing vote.
Yeah.
Spot.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm really curious about the seizure to me is.
Yeah. It's just not. I mean, like, that's a case where, well, we're going to have another. We're going to have medical next week, probably. And then we're not going to have a real tribal again.
Yeah. I want a real tribal. I want two challenges.
I want a mutiny's parade.
Let's get it going, people. Let's go.
We finally got the wax melting immunity unlocked. And it was like, well, that's a great souvenir for your shelf.
It took 20 minutes for that to melt.
Did it really?
I was watching Entertainment Weekly.
Yeah, they do great
Sabaya's exit. I love their exits that they do for each person. And she said, yeah, it took 20 minutes for it to vote, to melt. Nope. And she hadn't voted the entire season. I didn't realize she didn't
vote crazy?
At all.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so they asked her if she was contemplating on giving Shot in the Dark back to Emily. And she said, nope, that was something she knew she was going to do. So,
cool.
Yeah, their interviews are really good.
Interesting. Yeah. Entertainment Weekly does a lot of really good articles over about Survivor. So keep that eye on that, guys.
Yeah. So how'd your guy do?
Brando, I think he's in a pretty good spot. He seems to be secured with everybody. I don't think there's anybody who dislikes Brando.
Yeah.
And nowadays, that's who wins the show. If you think about it, like, who hates Carolyn? Nobody. Or Jam Jam, he got to the end. Carson, he got to the end. It's always the people who are just like, I get along with everybody.
Kind of dismissed and, keeping low key.
Building relationships that help later on for the votes.
Right.
And I think Brando is currently doing that.
Yeah. He's got to get a resume going.
Yeah, but right now it's not resume time. Caleb's building a resume, and he's going to make him a target.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I like Caleb. I don't want him to go anywhere.
How's your favorite student?
Austin doing great in challenges.
Yeah.
He's doing well. He's got some good social game going on.
He does.
Julie, too. I think she's doing okay in the social game.
She needs to be careful. She's too opposed to the people she's with. That's not going to look good.
Yeah, she was really wanting Sifu, and Jay didn't want him, you know, wanted to vote him out. So I'm hoping that doesn't backfire on her.
Yeah.
But so far they're doing okay.
That kind of stuff boils up once they get another merge, because then all of a sudden they remember the time that Julie didn't side with them or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, you know? For sure.
So,
we'll see.
We'll see, guys. All right, guys. We'll see you guys next week. Make sure to drop us a review on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, by the way. And we'll see you next time. Bye. Thanks for joining us on the Outlast Podcast. You can find us through Twitter on Outlast Podcast 1. Hope to see you there. Thank you.